Hello and welcome to Tell It From Calvary, coming to you from Calvary Baptist Church right here in New York City, Gotham, the city that never, ever sleeps. I'm Dave Epstein, the senior pastor here at Calvary, and I have this privilege of leading this evangelical, diverse, and global congregation since 1997. We want everyone here, every believer in Christ, to grow as a disciple, to be tough-minded about the truth, tender-hearted toward people, speaking the truth in love. We want everyone to be wise as a serpent, innocent as a dove. For more information about us, go on our website, cbcnyc.org, cbcnyc.org. Click Contact Us at the bottom of the homepage to let us know you're listening. You can also download our messages absolutely free of charge. Next time you're in New York, drop by. We'd love to meet you personally. Now let's get into today's message. Set your heart, every part of you, as the song said so beautifully, every part of you on the altar for worshiping God, who is your only reasonable service of worship. The only God who is to be worshiped is God. And he says, therefore, you need to stop letting Babylon pressure you and conform you into its own image every day. Rather, you let the Spirit of God and the truth and the love of God metamorphosize you, transform you by the renewing of your minds. Daniel says they were perverting our values every day, hoping to convert our identities. Every day. We say, Daniel, but we're seeing it now. It's amazing what they were doing. Sophisticated, brilliant. But how would they try to pervert your values? How would they ever think they could get you to call evil good? What would they do? And he says it was brilliant. He says what they did is try to subvert our loyalty. They tried to get us loyal to the king and to the power structures and to the culture, to Babylon, and have us cease being loyal to God. They knew if they could subvert the loyalty, immediately would pervert the values. Even if we still believe some of that deep down, we would never express it. And de facto, that would have changed our identities. Amen? You see that? Chapter 1, verse 5. The king assigned them a daily portion of the food that the king ate, of the wine that he drank. They lived it up. They were treated very well, taken good care of. They were to be educated for 3 years. And at the end of that time, they were to stand before the... They were to stand before the king. They were to serve the king. They were to answer and obey the king. They were to be jealous for the king. Their new loyalty would be to the king. They would set their heart on the king of Babylon. Daniel would say, when we were willing to do that, all the rest of it is given, like dominoes. Look at chapter 3, verse 1. King Nebuchadnezzar made an image of gold whose height was 60 cubits and its breadth was 6 cubits. A really very tall, very skinny image of himself, about 90 feet high and about 9 feet wide. Wow. Let's talk to the engineers about that. Obviously, Nebuchadnezzar was a very humble man. He set it up on the plain of Dura in the province of Babylon, and then He told everybody in his dominion that they were to worship his image. In effect, they were to worship him. As soon as the music starts, you prostrate yourself before me, my image, under threat of death. You give me your worship. You give me your loyalty. You give me everything. Or you're dead. Now, that happens today. How many remember the name Chuck Colson? Hatchet Man Chuck Colson. Dirty Tricks Specialist Chuck Colson. The Watergate. One of President Nixon's closest advisors. Some said the closest advisor. When the House of Cards came tumbling down, he went to jail, and before he went to jail, he had a serious encounter with Jesus Christ. Changed his life. Chuck Colson went from being the hatchet man for Richard Nixon to being a child of God, from going from being led by the spirit of Babylon to the spirit of Jesus. God used him to found Prison Fellowship, the greatest, probably the largest, most influential prison ministry in the world. Amazing ministry to those behind bars, the love of God for them. He also, Lord, led Chuck Colson to write many amazing books. I've read many of them. I had the privilege of meeting him a couple of times. Actually, when he was just come to know the Lord within the first year, I had a number of my friends down in D.C. in the ministry to political leaders, Doug Coe and Fred Hine and a few of those guys. They were discipling Chuck Colson when he first came to the Lord, getting him in the language and the literature of Jesus, reprogramming in the best sense of the word his worldview, his philosophy of life, his values, his relationships, the whole thing. And I had the privilege one day to sit in for a number of hours with them while they ministered to this young brother, Chuck Colson. It was an amazing day. And since then, I've read his books, of course. But you know, when he wrote his autobiography, which if you've never read it, you got to read Born Again. They made a great movie out of it as well. If you love politics, you love history, you love ideas, you love the issues of the day, current events, and all of that, like I do, it's fascinating to read it. The movie The Post is just out. It's about the Watergate stuff as well. Tom Hanks, I think, and some others are in that. That whole time in the 70s is really interesting. So get Born Again by Chuck Colson, read it. You'll be able to use that as a witness too. Because he's real. He talks about the good, the bad, and the ugly. Here's what he says as I close here today. And we'll pick up, Lord willing, this message next time. If the Lord tarries. But we say, come, Lord Jesus. We love your appearing, right? Here's what Chuck Colson said. This was his mindset when he was a loyalist and a worshiper of Nixon and did not know Jesus Christ. Here's what he said. Even if Nixon were lying about Watergate, did it really matter all that much? Not really. Nixon was the president, and it had always been my duty to defend him. That's what being a White House aide is all about. Loyalty is the one imperative. Loyalty. Presidents couldn't survive without loyal aides, and I'd been blindly loyal all along. Blindly loyal all along. Daniel says, if they could subvert my loyalty, they could de facto pervert my values. And once they pervert my values, it's over. I'm a child of Babylon now. Nixon says the same thing. I'm sorry. Colson says the same thing about his God being Richard Nixon. And then he says this. Now he's speaking from the perspective of a believer now. He said, I'd been blindly loyal all along. There the gospel began and there the gospel ended with one simple and unchallenged message. He said, and the message of the gospel was about loyalty. I could either be loyal to and worship God or President Nixon. Not both. Choose. And Jesus said, no one can serve two masters. Either he will hate one and love the other, or he'll be devoted to one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and Nebuchadnezzar or any idol, starting with the money that Jesus mentioned. Amen? Choose, he says. But beware of the threats. Don't laugh them off. They'll eat you alive. The culture wants to convert you and pervert you and subvert you. But God loves the Babylonians. So as we share love, let's not be converted, amen? And by God's grace, next time we'll talk more specifically about how they survived and thrived in the midst of these threats. Amen? In the name of God the Father and God the Son and God the Holy Spirit, and all God's people willing not to be converted or perverted or subverted because of the power of the Spirit of God within you said, amen. Thank you, Lord, for your grace. For the witness of Daniel and the brothers there. Strengthen us, Lord, to hate a culture which is insensitive and intolerant and idolatrous, but to love the people in the culture who you love very much, as we were in that culture, unconverted for a long, long time. So we thank you, Lord, for this privilege of living in Babylon and not only surviving, but thriving by the grace and power of God. And we'll praise you forever. You are worthy, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen.